Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, man sagt, das meist ist Perik Gimel Mishnah Tess. Geffen, Shinatua, Bechatzer. Here we have, not a Teena, but a grapevine that's planted in a courtyard. So let's remember, what did we learn about the Teenim that grow in a courtyard? We said you can eat the Mechila Sarai, as long as you don't combine them, one fig at a time. So Zakta Mishnah, what do we do here? Because here you have like a whole cluster of grapes. There you pick one Teena at a time. Here you pick a cluster at a time, and a cluster has a bunch of grapes in it. So how do we break this down? Zakta Mishnah, Geffen Shina Tua B'chatzar, if a grapevine is planted in a chatzar, Noitl is Kala Eshka. Take the whole cluster of grapes, take it off the vine, and you can eat it without separating maisers. Yeah, but the eshkel has more than one grape on it. But we view the whole eshkel as one thing. You're not mechuyev to take off one grape at a time. V'chein b'rimayin v'chein b'yavetich. Same is true for a pomegranate. We have a rima that grows in a courtyard. You have to take off one seed at a time. V'chein b'yavetich. Same is true for a melon. If I have a melon that grows in my courtyard, even though no one eats a whole melon, you slice it. We say, no, you can take one melon at a time, you can take one rimon at a time, you can take one eshkel at a time. Divi Reb Tarfin, Azay Halt, Rebbe Tarfin. One fruit at a time is called one cluster of grapes at a time. One fruit at a time is called a whole pomegranate at a time, even though it has, how many seeds? Some say 613. But a lot more than one. And one fruit at a time means a whole melon at a time, even though you normally slice it into pieces. Rabbi Kiva says, and this is what we learned earlier, no. A cluster of grapes is a bunch of small fruits. And therefore, if you want to eat one fruit at a time, it can't be one cluster at a time. Megarger b'eshkailos. You want to eat from this without separating maestros? You have to pick one grape at a time from the eshka. Upirit b'rimayin. You want to eat from this rimayin? One seed at a time. While it's still connected to the tree, take one seed at a time. V'chein b'avetiach, you want to eat from this melon? You have to cut one slice at a time while it's still connected to the ground. Why? It's one melon. Yeah, but how does a person eat a melon? You cut it into pieces. Vayter zakta mishnah. Kuzber, what is kuzber? Dictionary definition, coriander. It's some type of vegetable in the carrot family, but it had a very geschmack aroma, so it was used like as a spice. It was used to flavor things. So, kuzber shi zeruah b'chatzar. Kuzber that is planted in a chatzar. Zakta mishnah mekartem olava olava oichel. You cut off one leaf at a time, and that's so you can eat it without separating maisers. V'yim tzeref, but if you combine two or for sure more leaves, chayiv, you have to be mafresh maisers even before you eat in achilas aroi. What's the chiddush here? Says in Mishnah Rishayna, Lemaisa, the leaves aren't the main part of the plant. But we still say, if you're going to combine them, you got to take off Tremasimaisis before you use it. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Hasiya v'ha'ezaiv v'akuranis. We'll do our best to translate this. Sia, dictionary definition. It's called that way because it's a plant that has a very geshmaka taste. V'ha'ezaiv is a type of grass. Vakrune is some type of oregano. You ever have that on a grilled cheese sandwich, oregano? Zayzak to Aruch. So all these things, Shabbachatzah, that grow in a courtyard. Imhayu nishmarin, if the owner was watching over it, meaning to say he doesn't let people take it, he guards it, chayavin. And they're mechuyev v'maiser. See, these plants often grow wild. Nobody plants them, this time they grow around, and those are unprotected. So, we learned in the very first mission of the Masech that it has to be nishmar, it has to be guarded. So we need to know that the owner is guarding it. So Zakta Mishnah, all these things in the courtyard, imayin nishmarin, chayavin would be mechuyev b'maisres. As the Batanur reminds us over here, last Batanur, the ein chayev b'maiser, ela oichol, the Mishnah told us at the beginning of the Masech that it has to be food, v'nishmar, and it has to be guarded.